The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat like me, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cruller stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Locked to throw. Over the middle, and he's got his man, Hamilton. And Hamilton to the end zone for the touchdown.
How about this story involving Drew Locke? So Locke was driving through Kansas. He lives, his family lives in Kansas. He was driving through Kansas. When a wayward lug nut flew across the median.
The old wayward lug nut.
Well, you know, apparently a tire came off a truck. The lug nut came off, flew across the median, hit his windshield. And literally, it was embedded in his windshield.
Wow.
Look at that thing.
Yeah, I can see it. There's certainly a lug nut in your windshield.
There's a lug nut in your windshield.
Right.
So, Trooper Ben.
Trooper Ben.
Trooper Ben, who was the state trooper who was on the scene. Took a picture with Drew and his partner. Took a picture with Drew and applauded Drew for making sure he had a seatbelt on and handled the whole situation very well. Just a little story to pass on. Maybe. Hey, you know us, how we spin everything.
Right.
When it comes to the Broncos, is this a sign?
This is a sign.
That Drew's
that Aaron Rodgers is trying to kill Drew Locke so that he can be the quarterback of the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm sure he's really worried about that. No, how about this?
Okay,
is this better. Is this a sign that Drew's awareness, seeing the field?
I see.
Second reads.
I know this is gonna go way over Kistner's head. But yeah. It's just like back in the day, the $6 million
man. Right.
And he's like he hones in on it. It's almost like Terminator-esque.
Right.
Right? He sees the lug nut coming. He's like, lug nut. You know, 2 o'clock over the median. I don't know, man. Stranger things have happened.
I mean, maybe this is a sign that he's ready to take the next step.
Yeah. Yes.
By the way, how many people out there are going to name their fantasy football team Flying Lug Nuts? You don't play fantasy football.
Not anymore. I used to play all the time.
That would be a good name.
I had some all-time names. All-time fantasy football names.
But Trooper Ben, safe travels the rest of your way across Kansas.
Right.
Crazy having a lug nut fly across the median, striking your windshield and nearly go through it. Glad your seatbelt was fastened. Have a safe season now and into the future.
Right.
Trooper Ben. Trooper Ben at Trooper Ben KHP.
Good old Trooper Ben.
Trooper Ben. Next on the Morning Brew.
Lightning strikes twice.
All right, Kenny Albert, lightning strikes twice. What are you, Jim Nantz? Come on now. Only Nantz can pull off clearly pre-planned lines like that.
How long do you think Kenny Albert worked on that?
That didn't take long. No.
Lightning strikes twice.
That was pretty easy. So the Tampa Bay Lightning go back-to-back. The good news is, as our James Merrillat, who will join us coming up next, he gets the tweet of the night. James always looking for the silver lining.
Right.
Well,
right.
At least the Avalanche lost to the team that lost to the team that lost. No, hold on. See, it's very confusing. At least the Avalanche lost to the team that lost to the team that lost to the team that won the cup. So close. Ah, James.
Lost to the team that lost to the team that lost to the team that won the cup.
That lost to the team that won the cup. Yeah.
It's perfect. They went Kevin Bacon.
They did.
Actually, because Kevin is only 6 degrees.
Yeah, this was 3 degrees.
This is like 3 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Absolutely. Next on the Morning Brew.
Trevor Story, last man standing for Colorado. Ball game.
Diamondbacks win it 6-4. Last time they won a series, May 2nd. Last time they won back-to-back games, May 10th and 11th. They just did both.
The altruistic Rockies.
Yeah, Rockies.
Just making sure that they spread joy when they travel around the Major League Baseball world. And you know what? I think we need to embrace what's going on the road. Because the Rockies have a chance. Look, their season's going nowhere, right?
Yeah.
Let's at least make it historic, right? Mm-hmm. So right now, the Rockies are 6-33 on the road. That's a 154 winning percentage. Yeah. 154. On pace to smash the worst road record in baseball's history, currently owned by the 1935 Boston Braves, who went 13-65, a 167 winning percentage. So the Rockies are well ahead of that pace right now. And I say go for it. And especially if they can set the all-time worst road record in a season in which they have a top-five home road record. Be the most dysfunctional Jekyll and Hyde season in baseball history. Go for it.
Yeah, you're on
go
pace.
For it.
You're
win on, everything at home, lose everything on the
right,
road.
You're on pace to smash that Boston Braves. I love the old-time announcers, too. Can you imagine what the old-time announcers sound like? Like,
ah, the boys are blue, we're at it again.
You know?
It's
another road loss for the boys in blue.
It's the Kevin Macy? Who's the guy in Shameless? He played the announcer in Seabiscuit. And he was exactly that way.
Oh yeah.
You know,
he had
the little sound effect. Oh my god, that's so fun. That's exactly what I start thinking of when you start talking.
Right.
Kind of a combination between him and Brockmire.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that'd be great. It'd be fun to do an old time broadcast like that, right?
That'd be fun.
Just complete Yeah, you could do that on the road because nobody's watching anyhow. Yeah,
exactly. Next on the Morning Brew.
Suns in four.
Oh, man, Suns and Four Guy. All right, so Suns and Four Guy, you know the story by now. Suns and Four Guy beat the crap out of a Nugget fan.
Right.
Who was wearing a Jamal Murray jersey.
Right, right.
And while he was pounding him into submission, he's holding up Suns and Four, Suns and Four.
Right.
So he's the Suns and Four Guy. Well,
they made like a bobblehead of the guy. I mean, the guy's become
I think
famous.
He lives here. He lives here. Suns and Four Guy does. But he was at game one of the NBA Finals, as was Jamal Murray. And he got a picture with Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray, all smiling.
Yeah.
Arm around Suns and Four Guy.
It's all right. Jamal didn't want to get his ass kicked. I mean, you take a smiley picture with Suns and Four Guy, too, with the fear of getting your... You know what would be great? Like a charity match with Suns and Four Guy.
Uh-huh.
Like one of those rough and rowdy. And, you know, you just duel to... I don't want to say duel to the death, but, you know, see who taps out.
Like, so you're not at all bothered that...
No.
In a playoff series in which you get swept?
Well, Suns and Four Guy,
you're actually taking a picture and chopping it up.
Like,
and
he didn't get excommunicated from the stadium or anything. Like, he was... Was he defending himself from Nugget fan guy or whatever? I mean, he was just an ass whooping.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a whooping on the Nuggets guy. The Nuggets guy came back and did an interview, too. Like, hey, I'd take him again. He got a lucky shot. Wasn't even hurt. Had a big scar down his nose, you know, both eyes blackened. Like, he's like, no, he didn't even hardly hit me. I just, Meanwhile, you're in ICU getting recovery, you know. I don't have a problem. Jamal was like, man, I got a bad knee. This guy could just turn on me in any minute.
The tweet of the day I saw responding to that was, that's two straight off seasons in which Jamal Murray has made a splash on social media.
Yeah. That Exactly.
Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you don't. And those who don't, you're going to have to figure it out yourself. Okay. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Up next, the aforementioned James Merrillat. He'll join us next.